Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. It's time to dive into talking Minnesota Viking football. And typically we talk to Sam Ekstrom from Zone Coverage Minnesota on Tuesdays. A little bit of a different schedule this week because of Twins baseball, but we talk to him now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Sam Ekstrom, Zone Coverage Minnesota. How's your week been, Sam?
Going pretty well. I used the first couple days of the week to visit my folks, actually, over in South Dakota. So it kind of feels early in the week for me because I just got back in the grind on Wednesday. But it's already almost Friday. So how about that?
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that's really cool about this week is the weather's been awesome, man. Like, remember, like, 10 days ago or a couple of weeks ago, everybody was on a major buzzkill because it had dipped down to like the 40s, and we're like, man, summer just, it never really was here, and we're dealing with the quarantine and COVID and all, and now all of a sudden we're going to be staring at winter here in a hot second, right? And all of a sudden we've got a beautiful week like we had this week.
Yeah, I'm just going to say this. Tomorrow, after we record Friday Purple, the WCCO digital show at 2 o'clock, after that, I'm going to go to St. Croix National, and I'm going to play 18 holes. And I don't know how many more of those I'm going to get, so I'm going to enjoy it.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, let's talk Viking football. Clearly a team that is that's got a lot of work to do. And they're struggling right now, and they're 0-2. And it was just – it was a train wreck. It was a disaster last Sunday. Before we even look ahead to the Tennessee Titans, what did you make of Sunday, man? Like I don't even know where to begin when you look back at that game.
Yeah, I kind of felt like the Monday after, when I was recording my own podcast reaction, I felt like I was saying a lot of the same things I said after the Green Bay game, because there were some pretty eerie similarities. The safety falling apart right before halftime, you know, not converting on third down, not being able to stop the run. It was a kind of a carbon copy game. The only thing it didn't have was the fourth quarter surge by the offense where they sort of made up some ground. It was a butt kicking from start to finish, and from a team that when you pencil in, when you get the schedule, you go win, loss, win, loss. Nobody put an L next to the Colts. You're expected to win that game. You're expected to beat up on Phillip Rivers like you did last year in Los Angeles. So for the Vikings to lose to that team in that fashion, I think is awfully concerning. And the fact that there wasn't much improvement from week one either tells you that this team might still be kind of far away.
Well, you know, look, you just hit it on the head, though, the point about the Colts. When I looked at the schedule, and I still view it this way, even after a loss, that was the game that I had penciled as a definite win. Like, when I look at the rest of the schedule for the first, like, you know, the first 4 or 5 weeks, I kept saying to myself, the Colts is that's the game that you have to go ahead and make sure that you win, because the Titans, I can see that being a struggle because they're a pretty balanced team for the most part. Seattle, I don't think that's a winnable game. The Texans, in Houston, Deshaun Watson, I know that he lost a weapon in DeAndre Hopkins, but, you know, they still got J.J. Watt and some other good players. So when I look at the first 6-7 weeks on the schedule, I kept going back to the Colts as – that's the bona fide, for sure, victory. And they didn't get it against a quarterback that's a statue. And quite frankly, the best part of the Colts team is their offensive line, because that is a good unit. And the fact that they were just manhandled in the run game, And then they could not do anything with the that front that the that they were opposing on the opposite side of the football. That was just really, really troubling to see on Sunday.
And you lost Anthony Barr super early in that game. And I felt like the linebackers got pretty exposed, you know, against that good offensive line. They couldn't really get through to stop Jonathan Taylor. They couldn't get through and apply any pressure on Phillip Rivers. I know Ngakoue had the strip, and that was sort of the one splash play that front seven made. But it's 0-2 with two blowouts and kind of a downward trajectory, too, because you still don't have Danielle Hunter. Now you've lost Anthony Barr, who's a vital piece of that defense with the way that offenses have to account for him, with the communication that he does in the huddle. And now, you know, it seems like your whole cornerback group is hurt. You've got Dantzler on the injury list, Mike Hughes on the injury list with a neck injury, and now today Chris Boyd popped up with a hamstring. He might have been in line to replace Dantzler or Hughes, and now he's hurt. So do you want to play cornerback at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday, Lake? Because that's the way it's trending.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Well, hold on. What's the check? How much is the check?
You're going to get paid $75,000 and maybe a broken leg.
Oh, see, why you got to put the broken leg thing in there? If you had just said take some lumps for $75,000, I could have because I couldn't be any bad. I couldn't look. The Vikings secondary couldn't be off any worse with me in the backfield there. Do you think? I mean, because we're shaky as it is.
Yeah, I mean, you've got two less games of experience than Jeff Gladney. You've got one game less of experience than Cam Dantzler, so I think it can be okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're talking to Sam Ekstrom from Zone Coverage Minnesota here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. The Vikings today sign Todd Davis, former Denver Bronco, as a linebacker to replace Anthony Barr. Your thoughts on that move, I guess. I don't think that anybody is going to say, oh, this is what's going to get us to the Super Bowl, but you got to have a body to fill a body.
Yeah, I mean, they're decimated at linebacker. Like, the two guys that I think were pretty willing to, you know, mix it up and absorb contact, and the two reliable tackling linebackers besides Kendricks and Barr were Ben Gideon and Cameron Smith. Smith had open heart surgery. Gideon, we're not sure exactly what's ailing him. We think it might still be concussions, but he's on the pup. So you don't have them. You put Troy Dye on the injured reserve today with a foot sprain. Barr's out for the year. So you're decimated at linebacker, and you don't have run stoppers. I mean, you got Eric Kendricks, and that's it. So you needed a body who can play in clear running downs, you know, when you have three linebackers on the field, and that's Todd Davis to a T. He's put up tremendous tackling numbers in no small sample size. I mean, he's been a starting player for 4 years with Denver. He knows Gary Kubiak. You know, obviously a lot of the coaches on this staff are familiar with Todd Davis, so that's helpful for him. So I think it's a good move, and I don't know if it's realistic for him to play a lot on Sunday, but I don't think they need him to play a lot. I think that Kendricks and Wilson are your every down guys, and then Davis comes in on rushing downs. And when you watch the tape back against the Colts, some of those smaller linebackers like Wilson and Dye, I mean, they were just getting washed out of plays by that big Colts offensive line. So you needed kind of a thumper in there, and I think Davis can kind of play that niche and at least, you know, put a body on a running back.
Let me ask you this. When you look at the offense for the Minnesota Vikings with quarterback Kirk Cousins, is Kirk Cousins good enough to do it all by himself? And what I mean by that question is, I'm not talking about, when I say all by himself, I'm not talking about without a running game. I'm not talking about without Adam Thielen. When I say all by himself, I'm talking about without the play calling being good. Because in my opinion, the play calling's got to be spot on too. I don't think that Kirk Cousins is talented enough, good enough, savvy enough, aware enough on the football field to just go out there and be a gunslinger and make plays like an Aaron Rodgers and guys like that. I think that things have to be perfect around him, and that includes the play calling, which I think has been suspect the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, Gary Kubiak really fell on the sword today about that. He said that he's got to put you know, better. He's got to put Kirk in better positions. He's got to get wide receivers more open for him so that he can get the ball out of his hands. And I think there's definitely plenty on Kirk's plate, too. I mean, I think he's been culpable for a lot of things. Had a really rough game against the Colts with a 15 passer rating. But, you know, Gary's got a couple things going on here because, you know, his offense has fallen apart after the first drive 2 weeks in a row, and they've been wretched on second downs. And I say second down because they've got some of the worst production on second down of any team in the league, and it set them up for a league worst third and nine average. Whenever they attempt a third down, the average has been third and nine. That's just not a sustainable method, and it's because of what's happening on second down. And second down's usually that's a down where you can make something happen. You've got flexibility, you can run, you can pass, and that's where they've been failing. So that's where Gary Kubiak, I think, needs to kind of look in the mirror. And I don't put too much on Kubiak just because they've fallen behind so quickly that his playbook has been so limited in the second halves, and he's had to pass, and teams have known that he's had to pass, and that makes it tougher. But look at the Vikings after their first drive. I mean, it's been really, really weak. They've moved backwards a lot of times, and Kirk Cousins hasn't looked comfortable. So he's got to do something to get on the same page with his quarterback, and it's got to happen soon. You can't afford an 0-3 start.
Talking to Sam Ekstrom, Zone Coverage Minnesota, here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. They can't afford an 0-3 start, but I know that we'll get into this tomorrow when we do the Vikings show at 2:00. I'll say it now though. I just don't see it, man. I don't. And the Titans aren't world. They aren't the best team in the league. They're not world beaters, but we've got no momentum. We're banged up. There's another week of no Danielle Hunter. I don't think that the matchup is advantageous for Minnesota Viking football. And I was way off last week on the predictions that we made on Friday at 2:00. I predicted the Vikings would win 28-27. We got our ass kicked. So I wasn't even close. So what I know that we'll make predictions on the show tomorrow at 2:00, but early or as it stands right now, how do you think this thing shakes out?
I look at all the matchups. You know, I look at Derrick Henry going after a beleaguered defensive line that hasn't been able to stop anybody yet. You know, I think without A.J. Brown, I think maybe you're hoping that you could, you know, slow their passing game. Ryan Tannehill still shouldn't scare you, but you're down three cornerbacks now, it seems like. So I think Tennessee wins that matchup. And then I look at their defensive line against the Vikings offensive line, which still, you know, doesn't have Pat Elflein. Drew Samia struggled pretty mightily in his debut this year. The interior of that line is tough. The ends are good. I think they're going to neutralize the Vikings passing attack. I don't really see an area where the Vikings can get an edge unless it's special teams, unless you can come up with some big special teams plays or come up with some defensive touchdowns or splash plays on defense to flip the game around. I mean, this is going to have to be – you're going to have to play beyond your capability just for a day. I mean, there's going to have to be some crazy stuff in there where you are – where players are, you know, taking on an opponent that is clearly better, and they're going to have to rise to that challenge. That's the only way the Vikings, I think, win this game is if some crazy stuff happens.
Yep. Hey, Sam, I appreciate the time tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow or see you tomorrow when we're doing the video show at 2:00.
Friday Purple. Check it out. Thanks, Lake.
We'll get to it. All right, that's Sam Ekstrom, Zone Coverage Minnesota, here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.